Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, Raider Nation, and welcome to another edition of the Believe in Raiders podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dennis Ackerman. Now that the Raiders' season has concluded, it's time to start looking ahead to the offseason, and that includes free agency, the draft, and OTAs, if there's going to be any this year. And there still are so many questions that need to be answered. Like, who's going to be the next defensive coordinator? Which players on that side of the ball are going to be back in 2021? And who's going to be handed a pink slip? I know Raider fans would like to see John Gruden give up play calling and control over player personnel. But I just don't see that happening. At least for the 2021 season, I can assure you of the following things. Mike Mayock is going to be the team's general manager. John Gruden will be in charge of personnel, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator. And Derek Carr, he's going to be the team's starting quarterback, and he should be. I know this weekend will be tough for Raider fans as the playoffs get underway with the now called Super Wild Card Weekend, and the Raiders will once again be watching them from home. We all know the Silver and Black has missed the postseason now 17 out of the last 18 years. I mean, that is just an unbelievable run of futility. And with the playoffs kicking off Saturday and a total of 6 games this weekend, that means there's so many bets you could lock in right now. And to do that, you need to go to betonline.ag. You know, I was looking at all the games, and I just don't see any upsets happening this weekend. I mean, I like all the favorites. Now, one of the bets that I saw on the site, which I really like, is this. Which quarterback will throw for the most yards this weekend? So I looked at the games, and I was like, you know what? I really like Big Ben going up against the Cleveland Browns defense. And my other choice, sorry, Raider Nation, but I really like Tom Brady against the Washington football team. I do. And I know Washington has a good defense, but after rookie Chase Young said, I want Brady, I thought to myself, oh, young man, be careful what you ask for, please. You know, BetOnline has it all. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. And there's always the online casino as well. It never closes. So head to betonline.ag today, right now, and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Back to the Raiders now. And let's begin with the search for a new defensive coordinator. If you look at the Raiders defense, let's say since 2002, the last time they went to the Super Bowl, the defense has finished in the top 10 in points allowed, and I'm just talking points allowed, once. Since 2002, once. And that was in 2002 when they were sixth. In that same time frame, only one other time have they finished better than 20th. Not top 10, I'm talking 20th. 2006 when they were 18th. And that year they won just two games. And do you know how many defensive coordinators they've gone through during this frame? Nine. Nine defensive coordinators in 18 seasons. And if my math is correct, and I'm pretty sure it is, that's a new defensive coordinator every 2 years. And that number includes recycled coaches as well as interim. Here they are. Chuck Bresnahan. Oh, boy. Rob Ryan. Remember him, Raider Nation. How about John Marshall? And then Bresnahan again. Like once wasn't enough. Jason Tarver. Ken Norton Jr., and then after he was let go during the season, John Pagano, and then, sorry, Raider Nation, to bring up the name, but Paul Gunther, and then, of course, Rod Marinelli. So the Raiders haven't exactly nailed the process or the selection when it comes to hiring a new defensive coordinator. I know in the past, late owner Al Davis would often pick the coordinator, but with that being said, Raider head coaches haven't exactly done a great job making their own selections either. Now, the names already mentioned as potential candidates include Atlanta Falcon interim head coach Raheem Morris, Chargers defensive coordinator Gus Bradley, and LA Rams assistant coach slash linebacker coach Joe Barry. Gruden has stated he wants to maintain a 4-3 front. So let's take a deeper dive at these candidates who at one time all worked under Gruden while he was the coach in Tampa Bay. Here's what Gruden had to say about what he's looking for in the next Raiders coordinator.
I think number one, you know, great communication, a guy that can develop players, a man that will utilize his assistant coaches and allow them to express themselves and get more out of their units, and a guy that has a history of success, a guy that has a great day-to-day work ethic and knowledge of the offenses that he has to stop, somebody that can really adapt to Lamar Jackson and the style of offense they play to the next week where you got to get ready for Pat Mahomes, and then it's on to Phillip Rivers. There's a lot of different variables that you have to deal with and adapt to. People, person, great drive, and a real desire to be a Raider. I think there's a lot of criteria, but there's some for you.
All right, let's take a look now at these three potential candidates. Let's begin with Gus Bradley, who has spent the last four seasons as the LA Chargers defensive coordinator. Prior to that, he was the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars from 2013 to 2016, and the Seattle Seahawks defensive coordinator under Pete Carroll for those great, and I mean great, Legion of Boom defenses that made two Super Bowl appearances. In Bradley's eight seasons as a defensive coordinator, his units have finished in the top 10 four times in terms of fewest points allowed. And in 2012, his defense was number one. Do you know this, Raider Nation? I looked this up. I wanted to see if the Raiders defense had ever finished number one. And it hasn't. It's never finished number one in fewest points allowed in team history. I mean, I went all the way back to the AFL when there were only eight teams in that league. Think about that, Raider Nation. I know Bradley was blessed with a lot of talent with those Seattle teams. And if he took this job, or he's offered this job, I still don't know. And I'm not sure the Raiders really know how much talent they have on that side of the football. With that being said, I mean, the Chargers suffered a lot of injuries these past few years. And Bradley still did a really nice job of working with the parts he had. Now Raheem Morris. And the tricky part about Morris is he doesn't really have a lot of experience as a defensive coordinator. Now, when he was with Gruden in Tampa Bay, he worked as a defensive backs coach and then was hired as the Bucs' next head coach in 2009 after Gruden was fired. I mean, you just don't see very many non-coordinators get head coaching jobs. But Morris did. So after he was fired in Tampa, fast forward to 2019, he was the assistant head coach and defensive backs coach for the Atlanta Falcons. And while holding down both jobs, he also shared the defensive play calling duties. Now, he did begin this season as a defensive coordinator, but was promoted to head coach when the Falcons fired Dan Quinn after the team started 0-5. Morris went 4-7 the rest of the way. And of course, one of those wins was against the Raiders that essentially began their late season slide. Morris actually has more head coaching experience than he does as a defensive coordinator. Here's a guy who has really made a name for himself as a secondary coach more than anything. And we all know, Raider Nation, the Raiders could certainly use help in that department with so much youth back there. Finally, Joe Barry, who I admit I didn't know a lot about until I began doing my homework on him. He's currently the LA Rams assistant coach and linebackers coach as well. Twice, he's been a defensive coordinator. First, with the Detroit Lions for 2 years in 2007-2008, and then with the Washington football team in 2015-2016. So, two things come to mind immediately. He's got connections with Rod Marinelli, and he's got connections with John Gruden's brother, Jay. He's actually Rod Marinelli's son-in-law, and he was Marinelli's defensive coordinator in Detroit, which included the year the Lions didn't win a game, 0-16. And in both seasons, Detroit finished dead last in points allowed. And in those 2 years that he was a defensive coordinator for Jay, the defense finished in the middle of the pack. So clearly, John has all the info he needs on Joe. Though Gruden said he prefers to run a 4-3, Barry would almost certainly run a 3-4 if he was hired. And heck, I mean, maybe at this point, it might be worth seeing if the Raiders' talent would be better suited playing in a new system. And they do have some players who've played in a 3-4 before, like linebackers Corey Littleton and Nick Kwiatkowski. So if it does come down to these three candidates, I have to believe that Gus Bradley would be the choice. Gruden specifically said he wants a guy with a history of success. And if you look at what Bradley's done in his two stops in Seattle and in LA with the Chargers, I mean, that's enough right there. But then he's also been a head coach in this league. So the resume speaks for itself with him. Also, having spent the last four seasons with LA, Bradley obviously is very, very familiar with this division and knows the ins and outs of dealing with two of the best young quarterbacks in football. And yes, I'm talking about Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes and the Chargers' Justin Herbert. But whomever Gruden picks, they're certainly going to have their work cut out for them. I mean, listen to Gruden on what this team needs from the defense in 2021.
We need to get some continuity in this secondary. We need time on task. We need Abram on the field. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We need him on the field Sunday all the time with Arnett, with Joyner, with Mullen. And we need to get these guys out there day after day after day. Obviously, we need to address our inside pass rush and our outside pass rush. You know, we got to improve at all three levels, and that's something we'll start looking into here shortly.
Raider Nation, it comes down to this. The Raiders simply can't afford to whiff on this choice. We all know the only reason this team didn't make the playoffs was because the defense was one of the worst in the NFL. In fact, last season was the most points allowed in team history, 478, which was 30th in the league. They allowed nearly 400 yards a game. It was 25th overall. Finished with 21 sacks, 29th in the NFL. And their 15 takeaways, it ranked 30th. The Raiders have to nail this selection. And after that, they can't miss with draft picks or free agents like they have in the past. One of those players who was a major disappointment, and that's an understatement, was linebacker Corey Littleton. Now, I'm going to give him some credit because he did own up to it when asked about his performance by the media in 2020.
How do you feel the result of what you had projected for yourself came out?
It came out miserably. I've always said that I've always wanted to keep myself and keep my play at like a top five linebacker. And the two previous seasons I had starting, that was always my goal. And I didn't come nowhere close to it this year.
Over the years, I have spoken to enough players and coaches, and they all say the same thing. There's a fine line between winning and losing. That was never more evident in 2020 with these Raiders. In three different games, it came down to the final drive. And if the Raiders' defense did its job against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Miami Dolphins, they would have finished 11-5. But instead, 8-8, 500. The Raiders would also be preparing for the playoffs this weekend. But woulda, coulda, shoulda. What's the old saying by former coach Bill Parcells? You are what your record says you are. And the Raiders, it's a 500 team. Over the next few weeks, I'll break down the defensive and offensive personnel and take a closer look at head coach John Gruden and the job he's done over the last 3 years. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Believe in Raiders podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Dennis Ackerman. Thanks so much for listening, and may all your punts find the coffin corner.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.